Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. Wolves beat Rockford last week on a last-second goal. The first four games between the two were decided by one goal. Chicago hosts Rockford in a rematch Saturday, December 30th at Allstate Arena. ChicagoWolves.com for tickets. The Bears today re-signed linebacker Jonathan Anderson, whom the Bears had released before the Cincinnati game. Pernell McPhee shelved for the final two games of the year because of his shoulder. And then there's Kyle Long's neck.
It was a herniated disc that one of our doctors here, did the surgery. I think he came out of it, talked to him last night and this morning. But he seemed to, it was another successful surgery, as they most are. But that's the extent that I know without getting too technical.
Yes, a long-head surgery yesterday, according to head coach John Fox right there. Blackhawks in Dallas tomorrow while the Bulls host Orlando tonight. Baseball, forget about Baltimore. Zach Britton ruptured Achilles, out 6 months. Tampa trades Evan Longoria to San Francisco and back to the Bears. No All-Stars named yesterday.
A lot of the Pro Bowl voting, players of the week, players of the month, the one common denominator there is winning.
Which, with a record of 4-10, the Bears have not been doing. This scoreboard update sponsored by Zoom Video Conferencing. MullyandHanley.com, brought to you by your local GEICO agent, Tim Calcagno, at 630-671-0600. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
2-2 delivery on the way in the end of right field. That one said well and goodbye. Home run. Manny Machado, welcome back.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Welcome back or welcome somewhere else? That's the question here on Sports Radio 670 as we welcome Rock Kubatko to the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. You can find our guest on Twitter at MASNROCK, spelled R-O-C-H. He reports on the Orioles for Masson and is the MLB Network and Baseball America correspondent. Rock, what's happening, man?
Hey, how you doing?
We're good. Thank you for giving us some of your time today. We're inquiring because it seems like the North Side team and the South Side team are both interested in Manny Machado. Let's start with the player. What happened last year? You watched him every game of the year. His numbers didn't stack up to what we expect out of Machado.
Yeah, it was really the first half that was the problem. He was much better after the break, and it was puzzling. He's a much better player than that to be hitting in the low 200s as he was. It was puzzling to the hitting coach, Scott Coolbaugh. I think there was a sense that maybe Manny, you could kind of see just with the naked eye that it was a serious uppercut in his swing. Maybe he was trying too hard to hit home runs, and it kind of got in the way for what made him such a good hitter, where he can use the whole field, and he's naturally strong. He doesn't need to be swinging from the heels to hit the ball a long way. They seem to get a little bit – get back into his normal kind of hitting rhythm in that second half. And, if you kind of look in the previous year when he had a really big year – There were a few months where he really scuffled, and I think that what the Orioles were trying to tell him is, hey, you just got those out of the way early. It was like your first couple were bad, and then you're going to be fine from this point forward. I think he stopped pressing a little bit and got back to being the hitter that we were used to seeing.
So help us figure out the timing a little bit. You'd think that you'd maybe explore a trade when his value was a little higher because of more time left on the deal. Now your return might be lessened because somebody is only trading for a guarantee of 1 year of his services. And now we're hearing, well, maybe they won't trade him at all, and they're not letting teams negotiate with his agent over a contract extension. Why not? Why wouldn't it be in the Orioles' best interest to increase their potential return by allowing teams to explore a multi-year option?
Yeah, I think it's just because Machado's camp has no interest in doing that because they want to test the free agent market. They're not going to – and I agree with you. It doesn't hurt to listen. If I'm his representatives, I'm like, well, make an offer that just blows us out of the water here, and we'll be like, okay, great.
Yeah, what's your downside?
Yeah, exactly. The numbers probably aren't going to be what they're looking for, what they think they'd get free agency, but you may as well listen. And yet that's not happening, and it really does reduce the size of his market or certainly the offers that are out there because he is going to be a one-year rental, and you're really counting on either you're a team that's all in for that season or that also you think that he's going to fall in love with the city and want to go ahead and stay and eventually sign that extension. But you're right. I don't see anything wrong with that. This has just been a roller coaster ride. There are plenty of teams that have made offers. But clearly, because I talked to Dan Duquette earlier, he made it sound like this whole process may come to an end as early as tomorrow. That tells me that there have been some exaggerated reports of just how aggressive some teams have been with their offers. And these teams aren't giving up the prospects that the Orioles are looking for the reason we're discussing, because it's a one-year rental. But I understand why the Orioles were reluctant to trade him when his value was higher, because they made the playoffs 3 out of 5 years after 14 straight losing seasons. So they fancy themselves with their core and that window starting to shut after 2018 as a team that had to be all in and go for it while that window was still cracked. And that meant keeping Machado and Zach Britton and Brad Brock and Adam Jones and plus the core, the younger guys, Jonathan Scope, Trey Mancini, finished third in rookie of the year voting. They've got some guys coming up from the system they're excited about. So they wanted to go for it. So you're going to hold on to Manny Machado if you're going to do that. But then the downside, of course, is if you don't win it and they end up finishing in last place last year, this past season, now you're looking at, okay, well, here we are. We've got a bunch of pending free agents, and they still will not concede the next season, and they're not conceding that they should be in rebuild mode. They despise the word rebuild. So they still think they could be competitive even if they were able to trade Manny. But they seem okay with going into the next season with him and maybe revisiting it at the non-waiver deadline if they're out of it.
Rock Kabatko joining us here on the Bernstein and Goff Show out of Baltimore, giving us some Manny Machado information. What kind of guy is Manny to cover or be around in the clubhouse?
It's interesting. I mean, he's not the most open guy. Like, he's good when you talk to him, you know, either it's the interview on some occasions where you're able to just kind of chat him up a little bit. And I attended his charity bowling event this year, and he's a, you know, very open guy, dealing with the fans, happy to see the media coverage. But he's definitely not a guy in the lines of an Adam Jones or Zach Britton or some of the others who are just going to, you know, be more than happy to just hold court at their locker. He's not much on small talk.
Mm-hmm.
He prefers to, you know, have his circle of friends there at the clubhouse, play chess. You know, he's a very bright guy. He's just not, I wouldn't say he's a warm and fuzzy guy to cover necessarily. And I'm not saying he's a bad guy in the clubhouse. He's just not somebody who's going to light up when he sees you walking up to his locker. He'd rather do his routine, eat, play chess, get ready for the game, and not necessarily, you know, BS with the media.
How important is it to him? Does he see himself as a shortstop? And if so, why?
Yeah, and it's another thing where this has been a roller coaster. Because I heard earlier this past season that he seemed content over at third base and didn't have that same burning desire to play short. That was his natural position. He takes a lot of pride in playing that position. But, you know, it took a bit of a toll on him physically when he had to fill in that previous season. Plus, the, you know, surgically repaired knees. It just seemed like he was more than happy to stay at third. Yet by the end of the season, that completely turned around, and I was hearing that he really did want to go back to short, and even talked to Buck Showalter about it. Because, again, that's his natural position, and I just think there's a little bit more cachet when you're, you know, the all-star shortstop. But I was torn when I evaluate this because he's such a difference maker at third. And a lot of people in the organization say the same thing. You don't normally remove a platinum glove winner from a position and give him another position. You should be more than happy when a guy's being compared to Brooks Robinson in Baltimore to keep him at third. But he does really want to play short, and there's a thinking in the organization that that's one thing that would kind of energize him. And he might even have a bigger year, maybe he'd be set up to have a monster year at the plate if he's playing shortstop as opposed to third base, where every once in a while, you know, admittedly, he will get a little bored over there. The game just comes so easily to him. And I think it would improve his energy level somewhat to be playing that position. Plus, with J.J. Hardy gone, you know, not everyone in the organization is sold on Tim Beckham as a shortstop defensively. They're a little bit too inconsistent for some people. Others say, hey, the tools are there. Let's just keep working with them. But it's not like Manny's replacing a Gold Glover at short. Of course, you move Manny to short, now you got to find a third baseman because there's a domino effect. So there's so much uncertainty with where Manny's going to play on the field and in what city. It's been kind of a crazy off season so far.
Are the Orioles a leakier organization than the average Major League Baseball organization? Because it seems like over the last 2 or 3 years, we've gotten a lot of information on what they want to do, how they're going to do things, more so than you get out of others. You cover them on a daily basis. Do you think there's a little bit more free-flowing information than the front office would like out there?
You know, I know dealing with a lot of people, some of them are really close off. Dan Duquette's not going to show his hand. You're not going to get a whole lot out of him. But I think they're obviously, you know, in this day and age, it's hard to keep secrets. I mean, you can get information from outside the organization about the Orioles. It's pretty easy to do because obviously if they're talking to somebody, there could be another executive, a scout, somebody else who's going to be able to tell you what's going on. But, of course, when it's second and third hand, it's not always real accurate. So you have to kind of sort through. But I don't think there are people who are just openly comfortable with, hey, we're going to tell you everything we're doing. I wish it was that easy, but certainly not from Dan. He's very, if you read his quotes, they can be very generic, kind of bland. I'm always looking to improve the roster. It's a 12-month endeavor. We think we can be competitive next year, and he'll give you like the basic shopping list. We need multiple starting pitchers and to improve our depth. We need a left-handed bat. They're looking for a utility player, looking for a left-handed reliever, even more so now with Zach Britton's Achilles surgery tomorrow. But you're not going to get a whole lot more out of him.
Yeah, the Zach Britton news was tough, considering that was another possible asset that could be moved to shore up other areas. It's just that kills whatever plan that was a part of.
It is. That lucky rabbit's foot in the Orioles' pocket is kicking them in the groin right now. I mean, they just can't get a break this offseason. And, you know, Zach, and then again, it's another domino effect because Zach was a guy who was a trade chip. But if they were going to hold on to him, then, of course, they could have moved Brad Brock, who garnered a lot of interest at the winter meetings. Now Zach's going to be out maybe up to 6 months. You know, they're hoping you can get him back some point in the second half, but that no longer puts him on the table as a trade chip and not even probably the non-waiver deadline at the end of July. And now it looks like they're going to have to hold on to Brock because they don't want to force Michael Gibbons to that closer role right now and lose Britton and Brock and really weaken a bullpen they lean so heavily on because of all the questions about the rotation. If there's any team out there that needs a strong bullpen, a deep one, because their starters might be going 5-5 1/3, you hope to get 6, it's the Orioles. They can't afford to weaken that bullpen too much. So it really was kind of a trickle-down effect. And Zach was a guy that, you know, was getting a lot of action at the winter meetings, and yet there were some teams that were hesitant because of the salary he's going to command. He's projected to get, you know, $12 to $13 million in arbitration. And the fact that he had the strained left forearm that put him on the DL twice this past year, and then he had that stem cell injection in his left knee in September and was shut down, and yet he had a clean bill of health. He had been working out at Scott Boras's facility in California. He was feeling great. He's been throwing bullpen, so the arm's never been a problem since the second stint on the DL. The knee's great now. So he was really excited about having a full, healthy season. And then this happens, and I talked to him earlier, and this guy was, I've never heard him, like, just so down. Like, he, you know, a lot of tears were shed with his wife when they got the news that he had blown out the Achilles, just running sprints, one of those kind of freak injuries. And so it hurts Zach. It hurts the Orioles. I mean, that was really, really bad news for them for a variety of reasons.
I want to bring across your desk a conversation we had earlier about not collusion, but where the thought is about paying free agents in the baseball's current temperature, and how there are a lot of GMs who came up in the same school, a lot of analytics guys, a lot of guys whose background is law and other things instead of baseball, and they look at the actual metrics and the fiscal responsibility when it comes to paying a player after his year 28, year 29, and how a lot of guys are still left in that room right now. The hot stove season has kind of been the lukewarm stove season. Do you think there's something to the way free agents have been approached or not approached this offseason, and do you think it'll be a trend going forward?
Yeah, I don't know. There's still those teams that are willing to spend big, ultimately. And Scott Boras always seems to find that mystery team that's willing to do that. I just think it definitely has been slower than anticipated, and certainly the winter meetings were slower than we thought. Because we thought after Stanton and Ohtani, once you know, we knew where they were going, that the floodgates were open. And instead, it was kind of a trickle. Like, mm-hmm. It was big news when, you know, a Tommy Hunter got a 2-year deal. Like, that was big news at the winter meeting. So, you know, things had slowed down. But I think it's starting to pick up again. And I still think it will. I think more and more, you've got a lot of agents who are, and executives, both, on both sides, that get a little more deliberate. Waiting to see, you know, have more of those dominoes fall, and then they react. And that's something the Orioles have been doing for years on their side, of letting the market play out. But even they can see that we might have to get a little more aggressive because they're shopping for those lower-tier, you know, starting pitchers that are going to fly off the board, and guys that are getting more money than they anticipated. So you can't sit back too long. But I think that, you know, you're going to see it pick up again. And just as more guys come off the board, and then it opens things up. And, you know, you'll see some more moves on. Some teams may have been waiting to see what was happening with Machado. And if they sense, okay, he's not going to be moved, then they go ahead and turn their sights to other third basemen or shortstops.
Rock, we appreciate your time, man. It's great stuff. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, guys.
That is Rock Kubatko of Mid-Atlantic Sports Network, our guest on Sports Radio 670 The Score, brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. We still have a two-night stay at the Eaglewood Resort and Spa to give away at some point. That includes breakfast on both days. It's a weekend stay for two. And after a brief break, I want to get to something that happened in college basketball last night, okay, where on its surface, there's some people saying, oh, this is really cool. How awesome is this? And I'm going to be a dissenting opinion on this, where I think not so much. This is kind of where you know your lines are drawn when it comes to how you were raised in a certain sport and what's kosher and what isn't.
And we have time for your phone calls as well. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. You're listening to 670 The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Come see how better drives us.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. It's been a heck of an offseason for Derek Jeter, hasn't it? It's hard to know what's been the greater accomplishment, gutting his team or gutting his reputation. Let's go ahead and call it a draw. And it hasn't just been one bad moment. It's been one after another. Reportedly not rushing to talk to Giancarlo Stanton, trading D. Gordon, trading Giancarlo Stanton, laying off an employee who was in a hospital bed, trading Marcell Ozuna, and being glossed a pawn shop by Scott Boras. Jeter's Marlins screw things up about as regularly as the sun rises, so that's not news to anybody anymore. But they did hold a town hall yesterday, and he showed up, which is more than I could say for his act at the winter meetings where he didn't. Imagine Derek Jeter being baseball's biggest clown and A-Rod laughing at him. Never thought that would happen. I'm Jim Rome.
It's time to go Mercedes-Benz shopping at Knauss during the Mercedes-Benz Winter Event. Oh, what fun it is to take advantage of special offers and attractive lease programs on every 2017 and 2018 Mercedes-Benz model we have in stock. And Knauss has them all. C-Class, E-Class, S-Class, sedans, coupes, and cabriolets. Each one a stunning, luxurious, engineering marvel designed with class-leading performance and innovations. So step inside our showroom and look around. You'll be excited in ways you have never imagined. Plus, if you're looking for a new Mercedes-Benz SUV, every model is attractively priced and ready for immediate delivery. The Mercedes-Benz Winter Event. One more big reason Knauss is the choice for your next Mercedes-Benz. Knauss Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Knauss.com.
Yeah. How Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights wrapping up 2017 by giving 0% financing for 60 months, plus special incentives on all their most popular models. Get the gift of employee pricing for everyone on nearly all remaining 2017 Chevys. That's a lot of Chevys. That's over $10,000 in savings on select new Chevy Silverados and more. That's a lot of savings. But you have to hurry. They're going fast. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you. Financing in lieu of rebates to qualify customers on select models. See dealer for details. Find new roads.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess. Who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora, like the exclusive Pandora Winter Charm gift set featuring 12 charms and clips, including Jared exclusives, all in a commemorative keepsake box with savings up to $260. The holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. While supplies last, see store for details.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora, like the exclusive Pandora Winter Charm gift set, featuring 12 charms and clips, including Jared exclusives, all in a commemorative keepsake box with savings up to $260. The holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. While supplies last, see store for details.
.com.
Today is December 20th. Just noticed that. And time running out to get your pajamagram if you want it in time for Christmas. And we are talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than the cloud and softer than a bunny. They're like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way they feel, the softness, warmth, and comfort, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they are a feeling and an invitation for her to relax. Relax a little bit longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and surprise her with something she'll love all winter long. And you don't have to wrap. You know that because every pajamagram includes free gift packaging. And Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So go to pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score sent you.
This holiday season, isn't it time you try giving a romantic gift? Lover's Lane has all kinds of gifts for grown-ups, from heart-racing bedroom essentials to sensuous lingerie. Plus, plenty of romantic ideas that will lead to anything but silent nights. Can't decide? Lover's Lane gift cards are perfect for the naughty or nice. For gifts that keep on giving in a store near you, visit loverslane.com. Who needs mistletoe anyways when you've got Lover's Lane?
Ho, ho, ho! You know, many find it hard to believe I own a sleigh that can fly. But you know what I find hard to believe? The unbelievable offers going on at the winter event.
The Mercedes-Benz winter event is back with incredible offers on the sporty CLA, the thrilling C-Class, the versatile GLA, the safe and secure GLE, the innovative GLC, and of course, the unequaled E-Class. But hurry, because these sleighs are going fast. Visit mbusa.com/winter event. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
Every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Computer, execute 12.4P operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha 99. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
I'm back, that little voice inside your head. You know what would save time? Doing holiday shopping while stocking up for your business. And right now, at Office Depot Office Max, you can save 20% on regular priced office supplies, furniture, and more. Get your 20% coupon at officedepot.com/radio or mention this ad in store. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/16. Excludes tech, coffee, appliances, ink, and toner. See coupon for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I mean, listen, everybody's fired, right? It's another double-digit loss season, as we talked about earlier. So you got to have somebody come in that knows what the hell they're doing and knows how to make a young quarterback play better. And you got to put him in a scheme and a system that will fit what he can do. The offseason is huge.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I have a difficult time discerning meaning in anything that we're going to see from here on in. That's going to, other than watching Trubisky try to calibrate his targeting system. Because I don't mind throwing picks. If he's able to learn from these things. If he's able to say, oh, okay, that's not open.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein Golf Show here on 670 The Score. Top of the hour, you will have Hub Arkish.
Yep, he's all yours. But right now, you got us. And I thought it was weird that last night, Missouri played Stephen F. Austin in Columbia.
Started their young point guard out of North Carolina, another one of their top, was it, they had four top 100 players they recruited this year. There are other people there besides Michael Porter Jr. is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, Missouri's 10-2. And
Lonzo doing his thing.
They escaped an upset. They won 82-81, and then something weird happened. And part of what's weird is Stephen F. Austin is a real program.
Yes.
They're not chumps that you're just paying to be there.
They make tournament visits.
Yes. You see them in the tournament relatively often. So they're a real team with real players, and they played well. And then after the game, it got strange because Konzo Martin decided to go into the opponent's locker room and talk to the other team after the game. It sounded like this.
I'm going to say this, what Austin said. I know you're mad and upset, guys, but you should be mad because you're a talented team. And one thing I always tell our players, guys, it doesn't matter the front of the jersey. Y'all got just as much time as we got, man. That's one. I ain't telling you no to make you feel good. We go home. I'm telling you real talk, man. I've never done this in my career. Guys, I'm telling you. Y'all got a hell of a team. You got a hell of a coach. Y'all defend y'all ass off. Best defense we played all year, man. We came up short against West Virginia. So, man, you guys got a hell of a team. You can score the ball. I'm telling you, man, one being lead or not, man, you guys got a team. And you should be pissed off, guys, because you're on the same level. Ain't no I've never been a guy to call up. I've been a dirty worker all my life. I'm just telling you guys, the way y'all defend, I'm calling coaching. I'm 100, so I need to learn from it. I'm serious, man. I want to thank you guys for allowing me to come here, man, because you don't owe me nothing. But I just want to tell you, because I know you're upset now, but you got a hell of a team, coach. And I'm going to say it again. I've never done this in my career. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it, coach.
Thanks. You never done it in your career because you should stay out of the other team's locker room. And you can say what you want about that and say, well, yeah, Kyle Keller allowed him in. Well, it puts the opposing coach in an impossible situation when Konzo Martin, you're there in his building, and he says, can I talk to your team? It's going to get out if he says, no, I'd really prefer if you didn't.
Yeah, my guys are aching a little bit.
Yeah, my guys are, and they should be hearing from me right now. And it's just, it's his team. It's his locker room. Stay the hell out. I said the same thing when Mike Krzyzewski did this. Remember when Duke got embarrassed by, I want to say it was Drexel, that knocked him out of a tournament?
Was it 14?
Yeah, he went into their locker room because he's the great Mike Krzyzewski. I just want to say that you're an excellent basketball team. Get out of there. Get out of there. Like, there's, I came up in basketball with old school coaches, and I get that, but that is a protocol violation. I'm sorry. Even if you're there to compliment, it's stay out. You don't go in someone else's locker room like that and say, well, I watch this. I don't care what you think right now. I don't play for you. I don't play for you. I play for coach. That's my coach. I want to hear from him. It's going to be on the plane and at practice the next day.
Send me an email.
Yeah, and we've been to more damn tournaments than you have. Yeah, exactly. Send an email to the coach. If the coach wants to then, after a practice, say, hey, by the way.
This is what,
by the way,
Coach Martin says.
Yeah, Coach Martin sent a note. I think you might want to hear this.
If you see your guys, you know, with their heads down the day after still, you go, hey, maybe this will pick them up, but you don't have to
read
it.
That's just, I'm sorry. I know it sounds nice. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's super weird.
You didn't even talk to other coaches, players while on the floor. Never mind going into their locker room.
Right. Yeah. They say, don't
talk to my player. If you got a problem, come to me.
And it's not a college thing. It's not like a kid's thing either. Even in the pros, that's your space. That is a very specific space. And I learned my lesson the hard way. Because I remember that, you know, one of my jobs before games, or that we all have multiple jobs, even when I was doing play-by-play, as the PR guy, I had to go make sure that everybody, both locker rooms had updated injuries and this, and updated
starting lineups.
And sometimes timing for when you were supposed to be on the floor, if we had a special promotion, or if we had a high school band that was going to be there, hey, we're gonna need a couple extra minutes here. Sometimes I had to go do that. And one time I opened the door when the pregame talk had already been started, mm-hmm. and all I wanted to do was let people know, and I was going to just hand somebody a note. But man, mm-hmm. Flip Saunders came up to me, he said, "I'm not going to bite your head off in there, but that's you can't." He said, I know you weren't trying to steal any information, but you just, that door can't open.
There's certain sacred spaces if you don't cover it or if you haven't been around it, you may think somebody is being a little too extra. But those minutes before and after
a game. After a hard-fought game.
Yeah, there's a reason why it takes 45 minutes for locker rooms to open up. Guys are crying. Guys are going through it. Guys are trying to figure out who did what wrong, what I could have done. You're trying to pick guys up because, you know, the media is getting ready to be in there. It's not – if you haven't been around it, you might think that you're making a little bit too much of this. But, no, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's a tough look.
Yeah, right. And thanks, Texas. It was Mercer. It wasn't Drexel. It was Mercer.
Oh, yeah, Sam Mitchell's yes. Mercer team.
Thank you. It was
but
just –
with the white dude who was doing the whipping and nay-nay. Yes.
Yeah, but that's – get out of my locker room.
Yeah.
There's got to be a polite way of saying, thanks, Coach. I appreciate it. But our guys are really – they're stinging in there a little bit, and they're mm-hmm. – And
the SID probably stops you before the coach gets a chance to get his hands on you because you don't. I mean, the coach is going through the same thing that the players are. That's a big win for Stephen F. Austin if they do that because you got some NBA players on that floor. You know, you got some guys who you go for the rest. That might be a tone setter for the rest of your uh-huh. season. And you go, you know who the hell you just beat instead of we came close, guys. And he's already given you the we came close speech. You just want to get in the shower or put your clothes on. These kids all have their jerseys still on. So they're all sitting there in front of a whiteboard with the instructions that were printed up or put on there at halftime, and they're probably looking at those things like, did we defend? Did we get back on defense? Guys probably going through it. And in a one-point game at that, every person in that locker room is questioning if they did something to earn that loss.
Yeah, the 630 says, I hate agreeing with Dan, but that speech was cringeworthy. Not sure why social media thought it was so great. Is it being well-received on social media? I don't really haven't taken the temperature of what the response has been, but you just don't do that. Even if you thought, oh, super nice of him, and the point made by the 815 is condescending. It is condescending, mm-hmm. and those are his kids. It's his team, not yours. You go talk to your team. We can go out for dinner later. You want to go get a big bowl of spaghetti after that and drink a bottle of wine? Right. We can do that, but stay out of my locker room.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Mark Rohde. The Wolves beat Rockford last week on a last-second goal. The first four games between the two were decided by one goal. Chicago hosts Rockford in a rematch Saturday, December 30th at Allstate Arena. ChicagoWolves.com for tickets. The Bulls go back-to-back beginning tonight when Orlando is here for a game, after which the Bulls will depart for Cleveland and play the LeBron Cavaliers tomorrow. Goodbye to the Blackhawks on their way to a six-game road trip, which will begin tomorrow night in Dallas against the Stars. On the Bears, it was revealed today at team headquarters that Kyle Long had neck surgery yesterday. Also, Pernell McPhee's bum shoulder dictating that he go on injured reserve, so shelved for the last two games. Cubs, Bears, White Sox, Blackhawks, and Bulls have banded together to help slow violence in the city called the Chicago Sports Alliance. And the Baltimore Orioles will be without Zach Britton for 6 months with a ruptured Achilles. And Tampa Bay trades Evan Longoria to San Francisco. This scoreboard update has been brought to you by Bolero. Discover the area's coolest place to bowl, party, and play at Bolero's four stunning Chicagoland locations. Roll in and check out their amazing 5-pound behemoth burger and the full lineup of signature cocktails. Visit them now at bolero.com. At the Meijer 4-day sale, you can still save big now until 7 o'clock on Christmas Eve. Get stocking stuffers for $5 or less and save 25% on gift wrap, gift bags, and collectible ornaments. See all the last-minute deals at Meijer.com. Why pay more? I'm Mark Rohde, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one-ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I have great news for you, for people who have been asking, hey, Bernstein, what's going on with the poker tournament? When is that going to be live? When are we going to be able to register for everything? Guess what? We're live. Registration is open for the Charity Poker Championship 2018 benefiting Camp One Step. Here's all you need to know right now. It is Thursday, February 22nd. The The tournament is going to begin at 6 o'clock. We are back at the Montgomery Club at 500 West Superior. The entry fee is the same at $275. We have 20 high roller seats. Those sell out fast. The serious players, because this is a World Series of Poker play-in event, $675 for the high roller tables. There are only 20 of those seats. If you're a serious player, if you have been a high roller the past couple years, you're going to want to grab those. This event sells out every year. We expect it to sell out again. The regular seats are $275, $75 for spectators. And what you do is you go to camponestep.org or you go to @MidwestPoker on Twitter. But the best thing you can do is just click your way through at camponestep.org and you will get all the information about this tremendous evening, February 22nd. So we are can't wait. It has been fabulous every year. One of my favorite nights of the year, and it is going to be again. We've really locked down on a fabulous room, just the perfect size room in the Montgomery Club, and the food is great. Even for the spectators who just want to eat and drink the whole night and benefit kids with cancer and leukemia through those camps. So yes, we are open. It is on. So registration is going. So get in there and grab one of those spots so to make sure you don't get left out this year.
Dan, a piece of you had that piece of video and audio that you caught last night. I caught a different piece. Magic Johnson and Isaiah Thomas have had a feud that has been behind the scenes for a very long time now, and it is not talked about often enough, I think, in NBA circles. There are some questions as to why it has happened. There are some reports, rumors, things that are allegedly said that maybe Isaiah Thomas intimated Magic's lifestyle is the reason why he is HIV positive, and not just a lifestyle of promiscuity, but a lifestyle of bisexuality or homosexuality. Those are some of the things that people have intimated that have been said by Isaiah Thomas. Whether it's true or not, I think that over the years, a very close bond, and if you are any kind of 80s NBA fan, you remember those battles that the Detroit Pistons and the Magic Johnson-led LA Lakers had started, especially in those finals, mm-hmm. with those two guys sharing a kiss on the cheek and everybody else looking like, what the hell is going on here at the start of NBA playoff games? So for years and years and years, this has been building up. And when 1992 rolled around, Magic Johnson and Larry Bird were the elder statesmen. Isaiah Thomas is still sour that Magic Johnson didn't push harder for him to get on that team. And Scottie Pippen is always brought up as the guy who did not belong on that team at that point of his NBA career. And if you look at it, there's an argument to be made where Isaiah Thomas was at that point of his career and where Scottie Pippen was. Isaiah Thomas had achieved more. Now, Scottie Pippen's one of the greatest players of all time, but so is Isaiah Thomas, no matter how you feel about him. Then you look at the biggest sexual harassment scandal in the history of the NBA, what happened with the CBA. There's also some business dealings that people feel Magic Johnson has shot down when it comes to Isaiah Thomas wanting to get back into the NBA. The only people who haven't turned their shoulders, turned a cold shoulder on one Isaiah Thomas is James Dolan and Turner Sports.
Okay.
Those are the only people who won't say, nah, I'm not messing with him. So I guess those two sat down for a conversation about basketball and what it used to be, and it turned into something else at the very end. Now, I'll explain to you what you're going to hear at the end. At the end, you're going to hear two men sobbing and standing up and hugging each other, but it was some real stuff that came across last night after an hour sit-down was filmed between the two.
But I would say to you, this has been a tremendous day, right? My wife, my mother, my father have been saying, y'all need to get back together.
Yeah.
So when everybody called, I said, no question, we're gonna do this. And just to sit across from you and have those, relive those moments of fun, excellence, working hard, dreaming big, because we were dreaming moments before we were even, who sit up at 19, 20, 21, dreaming of stuff we wanted to do, and now here we are doing it, you know. But you are my brother. Let me apologize to you if I hurt you. that we haven't been together, and God is good to bring us back together. Am I right? I know, man. It hurt me too. Come here, man. It's all good, baby. Okay? It's all good.
And Isaiah Thomas is crying into Magic Johnson's chest. Obviously, Magic is 6'9".
It's one of those things like we had to go through, but we through it, brother. Okay?
I'll always be here.
Oh, come on, man.
I always know.
I know. I know. I'm still mad that you beat me.
You gonna be mad. We both gonna be mad.
I thought it was a touching moment, and you don't usually get to see Isaiah Thomas involved in those. And I've always thought, and I've asked older gentlemen and people who have played in the league and played with and against Isaiah Thomas. Isaiah Thomas has always had this armor up, whether it be the smile that he flashed you, sometimes sincere, sometimes not sincere. Whenever you asked or talked to him about his background or his family or his brothers, you know, he talked about how they made him tough, and Pingator made him tough, and Bobby Knight made him tough. And there's always this exterior that it seemed tiring to that to have to carry all the time. And then he was a bad boy with the Detroit Pistons. So you can never ever you never had a soft moment or a heartwarming moment with Isaiah Thomas. And I think your experiences are, you know, it along with your decisions, they define you. And he's had some terrible experiences and he's brought them on himself. But I've never seen him in that moment before. And it was okay to see him in a human light. And for
that was
all the
kind
bad
of one sided though. I would love to hear. There's a lot more where I'm before I start feeling for Isaiah Thomas.
No, I'm not feeling for him. I'm talking about this. You never see him in those moments. You know, the only time I had ever seen Isaiah Thomas get emotional before was when a young Dan Patrick in those rain delay theater kind of situations where they just got to run something on ESPN was talking to him about the game where he turned his ankle so severely that he was hobbling up and down the court, and he still dropped 40 on the Los Angeles Lakers. And he started to cry because he started to relive that moment. But you've seen Jordan be emotional. You've seen Kobe, LeBron, all these other, the greats of the game, Larry Bird, all these other dudes. And I think the facade or the exterior that Isaiah Thomas carries a lot, and he's made a ton of mistakes. But there's
done a lot of bad stuff.
That's what I'm saying. He's that
more than just making mistakes.
Well, no, I'm saying he's put hundreds of people out of work. He's been involved in the Anuka Brown Sanders thing. I'm not here saying that you should feel sorry for Isaiah Thomas, but in the complexity that is critical thinking and individuals in that situation right there, I've never seen him interact or react like that before. You've seen Magic get emotional before. Hell, I love Magic. I do. I know Magic has his faults. I know that the people who always want to bring up something wrong in a person's life or bad in a person's life, there are plenty of things to point at in Magic's life and say, yeah, this is not the way that I would want my son to be raised.
If
all
I had
those
to put him
things
on one side of the ledger, Magic's or the other, dude. Magic's a good guy.
Yeah, Magic's that dude. I've seen Magic in that moment before, but to hear and see Isaiah go through that, I was like, yo, this is uncharted waters right here with a dude who has been the villain, rightfully so. Man, hell, since Indiana or shortly thereafter. Think about it. Who's the greatest player to ever come out of this city?
The greatest player to ever come out of the city of Chicago.
And without question, it should be Isaiah Thomas, right? I think he holds that too. Like all these little things. You talk to people who have been around him, who played against him, who played with him. That dude holds so much, and he's supposed to be so tough and all these other things that go along with the facade or the character that is Isaiah Thomas. To see that yesterday, I was not expecting it. It caught me off guard. It caught me off guard. And like I said, the CBA stuff still that is not off your resume. The Anuka Brown Sanders, you know, settlement money and all the things, all the abhorrent behavior that we talked about yesterday, that is not off your resume. But to see that, you know, it was like, oh, I've never seen him in this light before. I never thought I could see him in that light before, to be honest with you.
The segment brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. We still have this terrific giveaway. We're not giving it away yet, but we will. It is a weekend stay for two, including breakfast both days at the Eaglewood Resort and Spa. 5 o'clock, Hub Arkish takes your calls on the Bears and the NFL right here on The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This holiday season, Groupon has something for everyone. Because Groupon has gifts for people who like getting stuff and people who like doing stuff. People who like cookware and people who like restaurants. People who like headphones and people who like concerts. People who like staying in and people who like going out. People who like relaxing in front of a new TV. And people who like relaxing at a high-end spa. So whether they like getting stuff or doing stuff, you can find the perfect gift on Groupon. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I remain convinced that that kid can be great.
So do I.
But this is who they have. And in no way is the book written on Mitch Trubisky. It's stupid to say so. If anybody's out there saying it, there's still absolutely a chance that he can be great.
Still would bet on good quarterback.
So would I.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Ho, ho, ho! You know, many find it hard to believe I own a sleigh that can fly. But you know what I find hard to believe? The unbelievable offers going on at the Winter Event.
The Mercedes-Benz Winter Event is back with incredible offers on the sporty CLA, the thrilling C-Class, the versatile GLA, the safe and secure GLE, the innovative GLC, and of course, the unequaled E-Class. But hurry, because these sleighs are going fast. Visit mbusa.com/winter-event. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
This is quarterback development. This is what it looks like. You have guys struggle. You're going to have points where you think the guy's a bust. You're going to have points where you're like, it's just not, the light hasn't come on. And then hopefully it's going to be the third year. It's not going to be next year because presumably you're not going to be in the same scheme or have the same guy around him.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Hi, it's Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
Mattress Firm's Winter Slumber Sale is still going on now. You know about the free box spring when you pick out your perfect mattress. Mattresses store-wide starting at just $199. But as we tie a bow on 2017, you should know about the year-end closeout and what you can get on name-brand floor samples.
Yeah, as we tie out the 2017 year and all of a sudden 2018 is right here for you, you can get things like the Beauty Rest, the Serta, and the Hampton and Roads. I don't know why I'm talking about them like we're on safari. As you see the beautiful Hampton and Roads walk past. Oh, majestic. No. And if you're all set on mattresses, you can top it off with sheets, pillows, and any accessory you can dream of. And for a limited time, you pay zero. That's right, 0% APR for 6 years. That's 72 months. So you can sleep soundly knowing you're saving.
And when you sleep soundly, you're happier and you're healthier, and you can also sleep soundly knowing you got the best price, because that's sometimes what people worry about when they're bombarded with mattress advertising. Because everywhere you look, somebody's saying they got the best or least expensive of one of these models. Well, here's the deal. The low price guarantee allows you to shop with confidence. You're getting the lowest price at Mattress Firm because they'll beat any price on comparable mattresses, even ones you buy from Mattress Firm. For up to 120 nights, you find a better deal. They're going to match it and make sure that you get that best possible lowest price. The Winter Slumber Sale. You want this. You need this. Go enjoy it at Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
At Staples. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This segment's brought to you by Burlington. Make Burlington your one-stop holiday shop for the hottest gifts for everyone. Name brand watches, gift baskets, wireless, sweaters, toys at a fraction of the price. Burlington, gifts for everyone. I hope everybody had a great Hanukkah. It ended last night. So that is that. Thank you to the Blackhawks for dropping off some bags of swag here that bailed us out of running out of Hanukkah presents last night. I said, kid, here's your Blackhawks travel coffee mug.
Oh, you sure are a cheap bastard.
Oh, we didn't have a gift.
What do you mean we?
We ran out.
It's very easy to get a gift.
Well, it was fine. He was really excited about it.
I didn't
he
say
actually,
he was.
He actually took his coffee to school in it today on the way to school.
It was fine. Did not has nothing to do with the result.
Well, there was a bag of stuff, and she said, do we have any gifts? And I said, look, how about a Blackhawks travel coffee mug? She said, great. Save me a stop. I didn't have to stop at Walgreens and get a copper frying pan or that fake copper frying pan or whatever. Could have gotten him that. He liked it. He walked out of the house with his coffee today.
I did not say anything about him not liking it. But if the Blackhawks had dropped it off a day later, what would you have done?
I would have, like I say, I would have stopped at CVS or Walgreens. I would have found the
copper frying pan.
No, it's like whatever they call it, the copper thing, the one where they make
as seen on TV.
Yeah, so they make the pineapple upside down cake or whatever. I would have gotten one of those, and you know, said hey, because he loves making eggs and stuff.
What was his favorite gift over there at night? The thing that when you saw him open it up, his eyes lit up.
The Zach LaVine jersey and the new Corey Crawford jersey to replace the one that he grew out of. That and the new PS4 controller. So now he's got two controllers. Now he and his friends can play because we only had the one controller, and now they've got an extra.
Oh, he's been rolling with one controller for a while?
Yeah.
Oh, he don't have a lot of people over?
Not often. And or they'll play for 2 seconds and they're on to something else. So it's never, they don't come over and like just play that. They're 13-year-old boys. It's like this thing and then that thing.
I don't know. When I went over to somebody's house, unless their mom was hot, I was there to play video games.
Well, what were you doing if the mom was hot?
Talking to the mom.
Trying to do what?
Understand how I can get a mom like that when I'm a little bit older.
So you're just scouting?
No question.
Get her on the board?
Oh, yeah.
Is it 30 front?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I used to pull up, there's this kid named Randy. I used to pull up at his crib. They were the first Rice Krispie treats I had ever had in my life.
How old?
Probably about 10. Oh, 10, 11 years old.
That's a long time to not have Rice Krispie treats.
I didn't know they existed. And I pull up, and he had the Nintendo trackpad, which was super cool.
Mm-hmm.
So we're playing the Nintendo game, and Randy's mom, they live right there on Lake Street, right across the street from Penny Park. And Randy's mom walked in. I was like, yo, Randy. Your mom's making me feel kind of funny in my pants.
You said that?
I didn't say that to him, but that's what I was thinking in my head. And after that, I would just come through and, you know, I'd be like, hey, man, your mom here?
You just come over to hang out with the mom? Real like that?
And not come over to hang out with the mom, but I pull up.
Okay, because that would be a little weird. We play
a video game. And then if his mom was there, that was a bonus. If not, I knew I was cutting out in an hour.
All these texts are saying you should have gotten him a nail copper pot for his head.
Well, I think that's in use right now.
And then the 708 says he drinks coffee. Isn't he 13? He's been enjoying coffee since he was 9. He's always loved coffee. It started with coffee yogurt.
Is that healthy?
Like, yeah, we asked. They said it's fine.
Okay.
They said all of those.
He's more of a grown up than me. I don't drink coffee. I'm 37.
No, he loves it. He loves it.
And it's, awesome.
It's even, everybody makes fun of him now. Like before a hockey game, he'll walk in with like a styrofoam cup. He'll stop at the concession stand. Get a styrofoam cup of coffee and sit there. And
Does he feel like a grown up?
It helps him wake up. We have one of these like 8 o'clock puck drops at night where he's, you know.
Been something up like, all night.
Or it's,
we have eight, away,
or it's 8 o'clock in the morning. I mean, we have some of these early ones too, but I always make fun. I said, you look like an NBA vet, like, you know, filling out your ticket forms and going through your mail, you know, sitting there. There's got somebody rubbing Flexol on your knees.
He's a player.
St. Louis is D on the score. What's up, D?
What's going on, guys? Great show as always.
Thank you, man.
I just had a quick question. I kind of wanted to shift back quickly to that Quanzo Martin video that you guys were just talking about,
mm-hmm.
Which I ended up just watching. I'm not sure if it was Dan or Jason that said it, but I believe the word condescending was used.
There's a texter.
Kind of, Yeah, when I was comparing it to kind of what Dan was saying about that similar Mike Krzyzewski incident where he went into the locker room, after watching the video, I don't know if I got like that same condescending vibe. It felt as if he was kind of being genuine. And I was just wondering, is this just something that somebody outside of sports or sports media just wouldn't understand? And would you like be able to relate it to like a real world example where two entities were competing and it ended up being a close kind of?
No, it's sports.
I don't know if there's a real world application with all these variables.
No, it's a specific sports protocol. Yeah. You don't go into somebody's locker room and talk to their players after a game.
Yeah.
I don't care what you're saying.
Yeah, it's understood.
It's under the idea of he has to come sort of bless your performance because he's Quanzo Martin. They've been to more tournaments than he has.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just trying to understand it more.
Yeah, you just.
Yeah, D. It's just weird. Sports protocol. Yeah. It's as simple as that. You don't mess around in anybody else's locker room. Hell, I know guys after a win who don't want the losing player to come over and say, what's up? Never mind going into the losing locker room as a coach and saying, hey, what's going on, guys? Man,
these texters like, this is decaf coffee. No, he likes caffeinated coffee. Here's the one. He doesn't drink any soda whatsoever. None. No soda.
If LeVar Bernstein wants his kid to drink coffee out the womb,
welcome to Big Baller Zone.
The doctor said no worries. The doctor said that unsweetened caffeinated coffee is way better for him than soda or Gatorade.
Yeah, that's you ain't a said. Big baller if you ain't living like the Bernsteins. Get your ass out of White Sox business. I don't know. Hump's coming up next. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. Frank from Oak Park. Todd, where you at? NFL questions, Bears questions. Hub's going to take care of you right here on the Bernstein and Goff Show, 670 The Score.
And now another Score 25th anniversary moment.
And I tell you what, number six, he was cool in the pocket for four quarters. He wasn't rattled. He didn't show panic. You know, when he was in a huddle dug, he had total command. He didn't show fear.
The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and Bellwether Meeting Place and Brewery, located on Illinois Street in Chicago.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora, like the exclusive Pandora Winter Charm gift set featuring 12 charms and clips, including Jared exclusives, all in a commemorative keepsake box with savings up to $260. The holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. While supplies last, see store for details.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. Wouldn't it be great to get all your clients' gifts mailed out and save money? Well, right now, it's buy two, get one free on Office Depot Office Max branded mailing and shipping supplies. Plus 30% off all FedEx services, even international shipping. Just see an Office Depot Office Max associate for your 30% off coupon. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/16. Valid in store only. See coupon for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha. Night, night. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
It's time to go Mercedes-Benz shopping at Knauss during the Mercedes-Benz Winter Event. Oh, what fun it is to take advantage of special offers and attractive lease programs on every 2017 and 2018 Mercedes-Benz model we have in stock. And Knauss has them all. C-Class, E-Class, S-Class, sedans, coupes, and cabriolets. Each one a stunning, luxurious engineering marvel designed with class-leading performance and innovations. So step inside our showroom and look around. You'll be excited in ways you have never imagined. Plus, if you're looking for a new Mercedes-Benz SUV, every model is attractively priced and ready for immediate delivery. The Mercedes-Benz Winter Event. One more big reason Knaus is the choice for your next Mercedes-Benz. Knaus Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff, Knaus.com.
This holiday season, make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy Note 8 50% off your lease. That's right, 50% off the Note 8, one of Samsung's hottest devices. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. Visit your local Sprint store, sprint.com/holidaydeals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Requires 18-month lease and new line, $20 per month savings via credit applied within two bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I have a difficult time discerning meaning in anything that we're going to see from here on.